Thank you, Vaughn, for taking us around the world in 2 minutes. I'm bringing people back to Hard Facts. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's do something I absolutely love on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on throw was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the realest business show on radio. On Balogun and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. What challenges does the logistics sector face? Transportation, I always say, is the lifeblood of commerce. Any business that sells goods needs a way to move stuff from point A to point B. And in Nigeria, we have a high number of entrepreneurs, especially in big cities like Lagos. You also have a boom in e-commerce. And for both of those industries, it doesn't make sense to invest in your own in-house logistics, even though some people do that. But especially in the early days of your business, it really often doesn't make business sense to invest in your own in-house logistics business. And that's where third-party logistics operators come in. And that brings us to today's business hard fact. NIPOST is the regulator for logistics operators in Nigeria. And this has been a source of conflict for years, since NIPOST also runs a logistics business. I've got guests in the studio with me today from the Coalition of Licensed and Registered Logistics Operators. My first guest reached out to me on WhatsApp and said to me, "Sandra, please, we need to come and talk about this thing in your studio." And I said to him, "Okay, Shola, come over." And today he's here, standing in for the PRO of the Coalition of Licensed and Registered Logistics Operators. Kolawole Shola, good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandra. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for heeding to our call.
And my second guest is the Vice President of the Coalition, Anne Okadike. Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Thank you so much.
Yes, Lagos was streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. What questions do you have about the logistics sector, Lagos? Feel free to give us a call as well, 0700-993-993-993. If you're watching us live, you can see a young man standing in front of my camera holding two bottles of water. He's still standing there as he's leaving the studio. Now, let me start with you, Anne. First of all, I'm going to ask you this question and then I'll come to Shola with the same question as well.
Okay.
How long have you been in the logistics business personally? How did you get started?
Okay, I've been in the business for about 3 years now.
Okay.
You know, I was tired of working for people, so I decided to actually start up my own business.
Okay.
As at 2019,
okay.
It was, and that's when I started.
Okay.
So I started 2019. Mm-hmm. I started with one bike.
Okay.
And from there, I grew to 6 bikes.
Okay.
That's where. So pretty much I stopped at 6 bikes.
Okay.
That's what I've been working with.
Okay. Yeah. What's the name of your business? Do you mind sharing?
Annabella Logistics.
Annabella Logistics.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you get started?
Right. Okay. At the time I started in 2019, I literally just registered my business, mm-hmm. as Annabella Logistics, mm-hmm. With CAC,
mm-hmm.
And then got riders, mm-hmm. Got documentation,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go back to that documentation part because wow. So I got a lot of documentation,
uh-huh.
Got a rider, mm-hmm. and you know, obviously got a bike before, mm-hmm. then, and mm-hmm. then pretty much that's how it started.
And that's how it started.
Yes.
Okay. Shola, how about you? When did you start? How long have you been in the business? You can move the mic so we can hear you clearly.
I've been in the business for right here now.
Okay.
Started from the burden of the fact that we can't continue the same way as Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move forward, not blaming the government for every of inadequacies, and there's a need to move forward. So I took a bold step to resign from the normal job.
Okay.
And then get
from your 9 to 5.
Yes. And then get into this business. And,
okay.
You know, starting with a bike now too, and then planning to get more is something interesting for me.
Okay, so you're currently working with one bike yourself?
Yes, okay. I have a second bike.
Okay, you have a second one. Yeah. Okay, what's the name of your business?
Collar Express.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, if I see you guys on the road, I'll be like, oh, they're on my show. Okay, so you're the vice president of the coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the coalition. What are the aims of the coalition? How does the coalition operate?
Okay, so basically, as I mentioned earlier, regards to the documents, there was so much extortion on the Lagos streets. Extortions from local government guys, extortion from LASA, extortion from MOT, extortion from police and all of that. So we all came together, independent riders, owner of logistic companies, operators that we'll call them, and we all came together and said enough is enough. You know, we're getting too stressed out. We're paying so much money every single day. You know, so we said let's all come together and make a group. Now the thing is, the main reason we started this was because we had a protest.
Okay.
We actually had a protest at Alausa.
Okay.
And then we just thought to ourselves, you know what, let's all come together and actually
form a group
and, you know, let's work together for the same aim. Extortion has to stop.
Okay.
Because we're small companies. We just want to make ends meet.
Most of us are SMEs.
Exactly.
So this coalition is for those who do the logistics business with like delivery bikes?
Yes.
Or does it also include those who do like interstate, international
transportation?
You're all together?
We're all together, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all together pretty much. So
okay.
If you do if you deliver out of state, if you deliver to out of the country, we're all together.
Okay.
There's also independent riders.
Okay.
We're all together. So the main aim, and we all have that same issue, is the extortion.
Stop extorting us. Okay. Now, let me get into the back and forth between logistics operators and NIPOS with you, Shola.
Okay.
So you don't like, you know, and by you, I mean the coalition, logistics operators, period. I think your phones are there and they're interfering with the mics. So you don't like that NIPOST is both your regulator and your competitor. Explain this to Lagos, Shola.
You know, you would not find this in any sector, you know. If you want to privatize an industry, you know you are going into full privatization. So, over the years, NIPOS has been into this business much, you know, more than many of us. And, you know, we
You will actually find it in other industries. We're competing with NTA, for
exactly.
instance.
But, you know, at least NTA...
is not our regulator.
Yeah, it's not the regulator. We have the Nigerian Communications, you know, Commission to do that. So, NIPOS has been in the business for years. And then I've been doing it with, you know, quite a number of the listeners who, you know, relate with how NIPOS has been running the business over the years. And then private companies are coming in to cushion some of these, you know, lapses. And then what we see from it is that we are seeing a reprisal attack.
Okay.
So NIPOS has asked every logistic company to get registered under them.
Okay.
So if you have 5 bikes or less, you're going to be paying NIPOS 250,000 every year.
5 bikes or less?
Or less. So if you have one
bike,
you're going to be paying
250,000. So Shola, now you've paid 250K.
Of course, I had to. So what some of us do is we had to move into some other companies that are registered.
Okay.
So Anabella Logistics is registered.
Uh-huh.
I could partner with Anabella Logistics, you know, to be under, as
one of your people.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
is that illegal if NIPOS requires you to register on your own, though?
Okay, so, you know, the issue has always been that we have, you know, the international courier services, the likes of GIG, the likes of Quick, and, you know, the likes of them. So, what happened is some of the independent riders come under them and say that, okay, I want to partner with you.
Okay.
So, it's being done widely in the business.
Okay.
So, it's not
illegal.
So, having to pay 250,000 naira every year without any anything to gain from it.
What's the 250,000 for?
That's what we have been asking for years. You ask us to pay 250,000 every year. You are not giving us any benefit for it. You are not regulating the industry. All you just want is the money. Mm. AI boys are there disturbing us. Mm. Nobody seems to be talking.
Mm.
We are at Alausa, complained to the Minister of Transportation, went to the State House of Assembly, and the commissioner, engineer Toriola, affirmed to us that there is nothing like local government papers in Lagos State. Sandra, if you want to run a logistic company in Nigeria, in Lagos State, you need to have like close to 30 papers.
Yes.
In our document, you will see Ekiti, you will see Madugu, you will see all sorts that you can't even get to. And then you begin to pay for all this. The representative for Minister of Transportation told us, I was there live, he told us that there's nothing like local government papers.
Mm.
There's nothing like local government boys.
Mm.
You know, earlier in the program, you were talking about how the, commercial, we are in the same line.
Mm.
Sandra, you move from VI to Ikoyi, you see an area boy there. From Ikoyi to Obalende, there's somebody there, somebody there to stop you for something.
Mm.
At the end of the day, they will tell you, show us love. So if you had to pay every area boy at every local, in one local government, you could have 10 places at their area boys, charging logistic companies. These are cases that we would want NIPOS to address. If they really wanted to regulate us, let them come and address all of this. Not just that. Monkey they walk, baboon they chop.
Let me come to Anne, and I'm coming to Anne because she's the vice president of the coalition, right?
Mm.
So Shola has said that you are being extorted by the different groups set up allegedly by different local governments.
Yes.
Even though when you engaged the state government said we are not aware of these taxes you're paying to the local government. And Shola has said, well, we want NIPOS to regulate. If you say you're regulating, regulate properly.
Mm-hmm.
What would that regulation look like?
Okay, thank you for asking that. The regulation would pretty much mean that you're going to MOT and you're telling them, okay, this is what is required.
Mm.
These are the particular documents required.
Mm.
If you want us to have, first of all, reduce all the documents that we're getting,
we have to
pay for right now, like pack, literally. If you're going to tell us, okay, let's pay, okay, a NIPOS is going to MOT.
Mm.
What are we paying for? We're paying for roadworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure our bikes are okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying for the rider's card,
vehicle license,
mm-hmm.
Hackney permit,
mm-hmm.
and MOT.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the normal documents
that's what
we should be paid for.
Okay.
We should be paying for.
Okay.
Secondly, we need to remove those local government boys off the road.
Mm.
That is what NIPOS should be dealing with.
Mm.
We should take them off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they disturbing us?
Mm.
Why are we paying to them? What's our business with them?
But have you ever told NIPOS, hey, NIPOS, why are you charging us 250K a year? What did NIPOS say?
We have gone to NIPOS to ask them questions where they say that, oh, you have to be licensed.
Mm.
Every day, that's all they say. You have to be licensed to work as a postal logistic service.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be licensed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing they just brought up was that they need to train our riders.
NIPOS wants to train your riders.
NIPOS wants to train our riders, and
okay.
then they want to also give them a rider's card. Now,
okay,
yeah. Now let me go in depth with that. One rider pretty much has a rider's card. He has a federal safety VIO rider's card.
Mm.
He has Ogun State rider's card.
Does he ride to Ogun State?
If he rides to Ogun State, yes, if he rides to Ogun State, I'm talking about Lagos here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Majority of them are in Lagos. Majority of them work in Lagos.
Mm.
So if he rides,
so why does he have an Ogun State rider's
exactly?
Car?
But then we can even ask why do they have papers that are from Kano?
Yes, Kebbi.
We have papers. We have documentation from Kebbi.
In Lagos.
In Lagos.
Do they ride all the way?
No, we don't ride to Lagos. But we have all this information. We have all
this
documentation.
Has anyone explained why you have Kebbi documents in Lagos?
They are illegal documents. We've gone to that's why we had our protest.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to MOT.
MOT is the Ministry of Transport.
Ministry of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to them and said, look at, what is this? And that's why he mentioned earlier that they said these documents are illegal.
Mm.
So we shouldn't have them with us. Now, the thing is, what happens is these local government guys go ahead and print out documents, just randomly go and print out and say, you don't have this document, we're going to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to charging, I need to do a quick breakdown on how much we make. Typical logistic company makes in a day, right? So let's just say in an average day, we make about 15,000 naira.
Average day.
And an average
day. If business is good.
15,000 naira, let's just push it to 20. Push.
Okay.
Major. These are experienced logistic companies.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to just the startups, they probably make about 5,000, 7,000.
Okay.
Riders get paid between 50,000 to 60,000.
Okay.
Now, if you're on the road and a local government guy tells you that you don't have an illegal document, and he says, give us 5,000 naira. That's 10,000 naira down. Yeah. And that's 5,000 naira down.
Away from your profit.
Away from our profit.
Yeah.
Now we have to buy petrol. So if we're.
You have to service the bike.
Exactly.
You have to pay salaries.
Exactly. We have to pay salaries. So basically, that's in just one day, we're getting this much money taken from us. If you pass a certain area, last mile will stop you on the road.
Okay.
If you're pushing your bike because maybe it's faulty, last mile will stop you on the road.
Okay.
Now, suddenly, the police have come have involved themselves in this as well.
Okay.
They will stop you and say, what's anything for? Unfortunately, I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
They stop you on the road and say to you, let's check your box. Mm-hmm. Once they check your box and they see, sorry to say, but the last time they saw a sex toy, right? It was getting delivered to someone.
Yeah.
And they said, this is illegal.
Sex toys are illegal?
Yeah, they said,
Since when?
Why do you have a sex toy in your box? And people were like, the rider was like,
I purchased it.
I come here to pick up and I want to drop.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me about this question? So he had to pay. He had to pay the police
for something that was perfectly normal.
Yeah, because guess what? And this also boils down to delays. Because if you're getting stopped on the road by police, local government boys, by the time you want to deliver the package, you have taken so much time on the road.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, the companies don't understand this. This delivery, our partners,
the clients,
they don't understand this.
Yeah.
So we go through this process. So guess what? At the end of the day, you'll probably end up with 5,000 naira per day. By the time you've paid everybody off.
You know, this police story reminds me of a time where I ordered soup from a vendor and she sent the soup with a delivery guy and the guy was delayed on the road for so long. By the time the soups got to me, like three, four liter soup, they were sour.
Exactly.
You know, she didn't know where to start from, start begging me. I didn't know where to start from, start shouting at her because it wasn't her fault, you know?
Mm.
So it does take away quite a lot. But I want to come back to that point you made about NIPOST, right? Mm. If you are paying a fee to NIPOST, the regulator, and NIPOST, the operator, can use that money for its business, doesn't that mean that you're subsidizing your competition?
Exactly. That's what it is. NIPOST is direct competition. Now, let's just put it this way. You can imagine telling me DHL should regulate FedEx. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, direct competition. I think someone must have just woken up one day and thought, these people are making money. And I'm honestly, I've never seen so many bikes with NIPOST. I'm seeing them suddenly.
You hardly see.
But now they've bought a lot of bikes because they feel like the money is there.
Shola, by your assessment, what percentage of the market share does NIPOST have? I'm asking because I think Lagos needs to know whether NIPOST is a serious competitor or whether this is just a formality.
Okay, Sandra, I'll leave Lagos to answer that. Do you know why?
Why?
Everything you are seeing NIPOST do today is as a result of the competition they've seen in the industry, and they felt like we have failed. If people can testify to this, NIPOST has really failed. Well, when they saw that really guys are coming in and much money.
When you say NIPOST has failed, what do you mean?
Of course, the entire system. If not that, NIPOST just started getting bikes, getting trucks, you could see NIPOST, bikes so damaged. The distance at which they make their deliveries can't be compared to, you know, it is fondly known.
So they were less efficient, is that what you're saying?
Of course,
because
yes.
Because I used to use NiPost and you know, it was hit or miss, you know. So sometimes it was very great, depending on which NiPost office you wanted to have your item delivered to. So when you make a statement like they failed, I was looking for like concrete examples.
Okay, so Sandra, that's why I said is relative. So and that's why I said it's open to Lagos too, but this is so much of.
But in the same way, Lagosians can also say, well, you can't call them your competition because you don't know how much market share they have, so it's also relative.
Well, NiPost do not have, you know, up to 20% market share.
So are they your competitors?
The fact that they are regulating, so making those streets, you know, strict laws against us, not giving us conducive atmosphere of service
to work,
could, you know, relates to being a competitor. Because they are not doing some of these things and we are coming in to offer them.
Okay.
And then they are bringing much of the stress on us in order to reduce our efficiency.
Okay, let me come to Lagos. Anne, I know you want to say something, but let me come to Lagos very quickly. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Aloy from Isola.
Your name is?
Aloy from Isola.
Aloy from Isola. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thanks. I just want to thank God for your life and those that are in the studio.
Okay.
And then I want to advise them that they should take heart. This is one of those things Senator Tinubu introduced in Lagos. So they have to abide with it and live with it.
But,
thank you.
Okay. All right. But Senator Tinubu is not NiPost, is he? 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Okay. We have to take a break in about 2 minutes. So let me quickly take questions or comments from WhatsApp. This person is showing me some of the papers that you guys are talking about. And he says, I got these papers today in Surulere. Most of them have less than 3 months to expire. Mm-hmm. Almost all the papers are bearing Zamfara, as you can see. Mm-hmm. Irregularities are just too much in Lagos. You know, I've been trying to wrap my head around why we have Zamfara papers in Lagos. The riders go to Lagos?
No,
go to
Sandra. Sandra, let's not go to Zamfara.
Wait, let me read more messages. We've got this one here from Olumide in Ikorodu. Olumide says, please, some of us have paid this 250K because they said it's the process of registering a logistics business. What is the benefit of this to my company? And both of you are saying NiPost has never told you that there are actually benefits of paying this money.
We've paid this money, but where is the documentation to show?
Hold that thought. When we come back from this break, we'll hear more from our guests in the studio. If you just tuned in, hello to you. What challenges does the logistics sector face? I have members of the Coalition of Licensed and Registered Logistics Operators in the studio with me. Their vice president is Anne Okadike. She's here with me. We have someone representing the PRO, Kolawole Shola. He's also here in the studio with me. They both are logistics operators themselves. They've told us what the names of their businesses are. They'll remind us again when we come back from this break. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Balogun and Broad on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the realest business show on the radio because we talk about real businesses and how issues in the news affect these businesses and the people who work for them. On the show today, what challenges does the logistics sector face? That's a question we're trying to answer. I've got members of the Coalition of Licensed and Registered Logistics Operators in the studio with me. Kolawole Shola is here, standing for the PRO, and the Vice President is also here, Anne Okadike, and they've both been talking to me about what the issues with their sector have been. Unfortunately, I've just been informed that I have other guests that I'll need to talk to from 45, which means that we're completely out of time. I don't like how that happens. But just a heads up for those of you who are listening, apologies about the really long breaks. You know, everybody loves to listen to Nigeria Info. And the price for that is that advertisers want to reach the people who are listening to Nigeria Info. But before I switch gears and talk to our guests from Quadron, let me ask you, Anne, tell me some of the documents that you guys have to present or register for in Lagos. How much does each one cost?
Okay. So firstly, you buy a bike of about 600,000 naira. Mm-hmm. Plate number registration is about 15,000 naira. Mm-hmm. Vehicle license is 2,500. Mm-hmm. Hackney permit is 2,000. Roadworthiness, 3,005. Insurance, 3,000. Local government document is 5,000 naira. That includes Ogun State. Mm-hmm. We also have original MOT, that's 10,000. Mm-hmm. OK paper, that's 10,000. Mm-hmm. LASA, that's the, what's it called, signage. That's 4,900, depending on how you want to brand your bike. Mm. You also have heavy duty, 3,000 naira. Mm. So we have an essence.
What's the heavy duty for?
I don't know.
Well, some of you use cars and trucks. So.
No, this is just for bikes.
This is for bikes.
Yes, each bike.
And oh, so for you who has six bikes, yep, you're paying for this on each of those bikes.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're paying in essence of almost about 70,000 naira.
70,000 naira.
On each bike.
On each bike.
Yes.
And that's minus the 250,000 you have to
minus
pay to NIPOS.
Minus 250,000
you
have to pay.
I've got a very interesting message here. And that I need to read because I like it. It's from Prince. Prince says, I don't think paying license fee to operate in a particular sector is abnormal. It would be ridiculous if the fee is not relative to the potential revenue in the market. After all, financial institutions, telecoms, oil and gas operators pay license fees before operating and they renew every year. What I think NIPOS should be charging is a little percentage, like 2% of the revenue from the operator. On the local government issue, the local government officials are the dubious ones extorting the process. We're going to come back to this conversation. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, because there's still a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot of Lagosians who want to join this conversation. Yes. And they will get their day in court, in the court of public opinion. So Shola, I want to thank you for being in the studio with me. I want to thank you as well for being in the studio with me.
Thank you so
if
much,
there's
Shola.
One thing that Lagos takes away from the conversation I've had with both of you today, Shola, what should it be?
Okay, let Lagos State Government, the MOT, come to our rescue. The MOT has told us that there's nothing like area boys, there's nothing like local government papers. Let them come into enforcement and look into, and then let them come to shield us. We have the police monitoring us, LASMA monitoring us, VIO monitoring us, FIC monitoring us. I mean, the law.
If you're going to regulate me, offer me something
offer
a bit
me
more.
Offer me something. Come and guide me.
Okay. What's the final thing?
Yeah, basically, if NIPOS wants to regulate us, support us, cover up, cover us up. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't want to be by ourselves anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. If that's what you want us to, if you want to regulate us, mm-hmm, make sure that every other thing works smoothly. Mm. Pretty much, we're small businesses, mm-hmm, trying to put food on our table.
All right,
pretty much.
Thank you very much. She's the vice president of the Coalition of Licensed and Registered Logistics Operators. Her name is Anne Okadike, and he's standing in for the PRO of this same coalition, Kolawole Shola. Both of you, thank you so much.
Thank
Lagos,
you.
Let me remind you that the final 15 minutes of Balogun Abroad is brought to you by Codrus. Let's take a message from our sponsors, then we'll come back and speak to a representative from Codrus. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Everyone has a desire to succeed in life. From the moment we utter our first words, curiosity gets a better part of us, and our quest for knowledge leads on a path to learn more, achieve more, acquire more. We desire to grow. You desire to be more than just a top graduating student or the employee of the month. You desire to take your income further. What if you had a partner that is committed to helping you grow? A partner like Codrus Group that has a reputation for wealth creation. With our team of experts in securities trading, financial advisory, asset management, insurance brokerage, trusteeship, and registrar services, we guarantee a bouquet of customized solutions that add value to your specific needs and goals. In your quest to grow and achieve more, we are your trusted partner, staying with you every step of the way. Call 0700-267-3767 or visit www.cordrus.com to start investing. Welcome to Cordrus, your growth partner.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Aminu Umaru is here from Cordrus. He's a wealth advisor. First of all, for those who are listening to us for the very first time, what is Cordrus? They've just heard a small, like, introductory message about who you guys are, but sometimes it can be better to hear from the horse's mouth. Aminu, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening.
Good to have you here.
Same here.
Okay, so tell us about Cordrus.
All right, so we are Cordrus. We're an investment management business. We started out with stock brokerage, and we've been able to venture into asset management, insurance brokerage, and trustees and registrars as well. So basically we're a one-stop shop for everything financial services here in Nigeria.
I've
been doing that over 15 years.
Right, I see. Okay, and today you want to talk to us about, what's the word I'm looking for, money market funds, yes?
Yeah, the Cordrus Money Market
Fund. The Cordrus Money Market Fund.
Yeah.
What is that? How is it different from the other market funds available in the market?
Okay, so the money market fund in itself is a fixed... The money market fund in itself is a type of fixed income mutual fund.
Mm-hmm.
And it invests in debt securities with short maturities.
Okay.
And it has very minimal credit risk.
Okay.
So basically, you're allowed to enter into different debt securities from commercial papers, treasury bills, bonds, you know, instruments that... But basically, short-term, that have short-term maturities and, you know, have very minimal.
I see. Now, you've spoken the big grammar version. Pretend you're speaking to a five-year-old about this and tell them what a money market fund is.
Okay, so basically what it is it allows anybody with a small amount of money.
Right? What's a small amount of money?
Say you have 10,000 naira.
Okay.
For instance.
Okay.
And you want to invest.
Okay.
But you don't know what to invest in.
Okay.
Right. You've been hearing things like treasury bills. You've been hearing bonds. Right. And all these things have minimum investable amounts.
Okay.
For treasury bills, you hear it's 50 million.
Okay.
Right. Bonds, you hear it's 50 million, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have like a 10,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
So the money market fund allows you the opportunity to take advantage of these investment opportunities to invest and also earn good income on it as well.
I see. Yeah. So what's good income? You know, when you say good income, what do you mean?
Like, well, so it's low risk. So of course, you're not looking at 2,000%, obviously.
Okay.
But you'll have the opportunity to earn returns on, you know, these instruments, like the bonds, the treasury bills, you know, whatever income that comes from them, you're able to get a slice of that cake.
I see. Okay. So what can the fund buy me? Let's say I have 10,000 to play with, right?
Right.
You know, what assets does that get me? You know, what assets does that give me access to?
Okay. So, it's a pool of fund,
okay,
right? So what that means is if the fund manager wants to buy a treasury bill, the minimum amount is 50 million, right? So we get a lot of people to come into that fund, people with the 10,000 nairas, the 20,000 nairas, and we pull together these funds to enter, to make the minimum investable amount for treasury bills and bonds, right? So what that buys you basically is those kind of investment opportunities in the treasury bills and bonds and commercial papers, you know, those instruments that allow you, at least you can beat your chest when people are saying, oh, I just invested in treasury bills. You can beat your chest and say,
yeah,
I
invest.
Exactly.
Who monitors the fund manager's activities though?
All right, so we're highly regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
That's the SEC.
Okay.
The fund is also heavily regulated by the SEC.
Okay.
And we also have a trustee oversight.
Okay.
So the trustees attached to these funds to make sure that you're investing according to the requirements of the SEC.
Okay.
And you're making sure that these investments are short-term investments,
okay,
and also can have very minimal credit risk.
I see. Yeah. I see. Who are these trustees that you just mentioned?
Right. So a trustee basically are, you know, people who make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Right. They're like, you know, the police people basically to make sure that, okay, what you said in your term sheet is what you're doing. The kind of investments you said you're going to be doing is what you're doing, you know, with regards to this fund.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Lagos, if you have questions, go ahead and ask those questions now. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's for women. These market funds, okay, let me rephrase that question. If I wanted to invest in foreign market funds, could Codrus do that for me?
Foreign market funds, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can have a discussion around that, but I can only speak to the Codrus Money Market Fund as at today.
Exactly. Okay. All right. And then how do people get started? Like, so if people wanted to invest in... Okay, so you're saying that Codrus's market fund is different from what other people are doing with their own market funds?
Well, I can't speak to everybody else's own,
of course.
But I want to believe that it's the same template because, well, as long as you're playing in the Nigerian market, we're all regulated by the SEC.
Right.
So, of course, there's a framework and, you know, there are guidelines that you have to work with if you want to have a money market fund in the industry.
Right. Who are you targeting? Who's your target market?
Of course. Well, everybody, basically, right? But most importantly, retail investors, because we want to give the market woman, you know, on the street the opportunity to invest.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that there's a level playing field for everyone, right? You have the 10,000, you have the 10 million, you have the 100 million, you have the 1 billion. The opportunity is available for you to invest.
Okay. How do people reach out to Codrus? You know, they want to do this, they like what you're saying. How do they do this?
Well, there's several ways. You can check us out on our website, www.codrus.com, and you can also reach out to us via email in the contact center at codrus.com.
Okay, I think you have a phone there. It's interfering with the mics.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, so again,
www.codrus.com.
How do you spell Codrus?
CORDROS.
Okay.
Yes, then you can also send us an email, contactcenter@codrus.com.
contactcenter@codrus.com. Yeah. Is there a number they can call? People are like, oh my God, these internet people, don't stress my life.
All right, so it's a 0700-CODRUS, which will come to you just a second, please. So that I get that very correct.
Lagos, if you just tuned in, I'm here with Aminu Umaru, who is a wealth advisor with Codrus. Codrus is an investment organization, yes? Is that a neat way to describe who you guys are?
Yes, we're a one-stop shop for financial services.
And they are sponsoring the final 15 minutes of Balogun and Broad. All right, give me that number.
All right, that's 0700-267-3766.
How do you write the 100? Is it 100?
Oh, no, that's 00. Okay. 0700-267-3767.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I want to ask Aminu about, well, number one, do I have a say in what they can invest my money in? Number two, what's the minimum guaranteed rate of return? Because, like, I'm here in investment, I'm also thinking returns, you know? So, like, what can I expect? We have less than a minute to answer that question. So, good luck to me and good luck to Aminu, right? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. Don't go away.
The details,
the stories,
with the updates.
Your number one station for talk. Brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more strategic. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.